Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
What's up, everybody? I hope everybody's doing good. I'm your host, Jeff Thomas, and welcome to our Tuesday edition of a show. Man, I got a huge show for you today. Got to talk about what's going on in Philly, man. You know we had another black man shot down in the street. So we're going to talk about that today, man. This is just out of control. I really don't know what's going on. Another person died by the hands of the police. COVID-19 numbers, man, are off the rails. So we're going to discuss that as well. The election, coming up next week, next Tuesday, man, it'll be going down. We'll be making decisions on who's going to be the next president of the United States. Amy Coney Barrett is the new Supreme Court justice. So we'll talk about those things. And then today's show, I kind of want to talk about a little topic of discussion today. And I want to talk about jealousy and envy. These are two, and I put a post up about this on my social media on Facebook, just talking about jealousy and envy being a bad character flaw. And so we're going to talk about that today. Hey, listen, subscribe to our podcast right here on this show page right here on Blog Talk Radio or wherever you're listening to our podcast. Subscribe to it. And you can go to our Facebook page, The Jeff Thomas Show, and like The Jeff Thomas Show Facebook page. So I'm going to jump right into it, man. I'm not going to really spend a lot of time kind of sugarcoating things. I mean, it's this world today. I mean, I don't know if the Wild Wild West was like this. I guess it was wild because people were getting shot. You know, they had guns. People were walking around and they weren't concealing the guns. They were carrying them, open carry. And so, you know, so much stuff has transpired in 2020. I mean, damn, I don't want to really kind of put a damper, a negative thing on it. You know, a negative spin on 2020. But man, if you just count all the losses that have taken place with this 2020, man, so far, it has just been tremendous. I really don't know what to say. And everybody's talking about 2021. I mean, is 2021 really going to be better? Is it going to be better? I mean, I don't know. Because what's happening in 2020, we're going to carry over to 2021. It's just going to happen. So I really don't know, you know, what's in store, you know, with COVID-19. Is it going to be over? I don't know. Will police shootings of black men, will that stop? I don't know. Will the economy get better? I don't know. There's a lot of different things that I'm just thinking about. These are my thoughts. And see, I don't want to put a doomsday scenario out there with people. These are my labeled thoughts. These are thoughts that I label. This is what I'm thinking. And so I'm not saying that this is what it's going to be, but I'm just asking the questions because these are thoughts in my mind. You know, what are we going to look like? Is our presidency going to change? And if it does change, is it going to be better? We just don't know. To me, this is out. I don't know if you all, if anybody's ever seen the movie The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. And this kind of puts me in that mindset, like the futuristic and the different things, people are controlled and all sorts of things. So this is just a little crazy to me. But I just hope that everybody gets it in their mind, man, that you know what? You have to make some decisions for yourself. We have to self-improve as a people. And we need to come together. It's time out for it. For real. It's time out for it. We going through these different things, man, on a daily basis. This stuff is crazy. I never thought I would see, I would be living in a pandemic. Never thought that 200,000 people would die, that body bags would be going all throughout the country, that the hospitals would be flooded with people from an illness, from a virus. Never thought that. Never thought that we have a president that would just say some of the craziest stuff ever. Very unpresidential. I never thought Donald Trump would be president. In my lifetime, I'm thinking, you know, Donald Trump. Who would have thought that? I didn't. I'm sure a lot of people, other people didn't. But it's time for us to step up, man. It's time for us to make some things happen on a positive tip. On a positive tip. Because if not, we will become, and we already are, the laughing stock right now. We the laughing stock. The world. The world's looking at America like, what are y'all doing? We supposedly are world power. We supposedly are the place that everybody looks to. But remember, Rome failed too. Egypt failed too. things happen. So it's time for us to get it together right now. This is the time, people. This is the time to get rid of racism and prejudice, bigotry. This is the time to do it. No other time than now. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do individually? What are you going to do as a person? It's time out for, hey, listen, it's the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm your host, Jeff Thomas, right here. I'm going to jump right into the news. And, man, a black man was shot in West Philadelphia by the name of Walter Wallace Jr., 27-year-old young man, just recently married, from what I heard. He was shot by the police. Somebody got a call of a disturbance. And when the police arrived on the scene, from the video that I watched, you could see that, you know, the young man was erratic and he was kind of moving around, and the police were there. They had their guns drawn and they're asking him to stop. Supposedly, again, he had a knife, although I couldn't really tell on the video just watching it. But the young man, as he was walking, I guess he was walking. It looked like he was walking away from the police when he went in between. It was like he was in the street, then he walked in between the cars, and then he walked around. The police were kind of, you know, tailing him a little bit as they walked. When he walked out towards the street, I saw the police back up. But then, I don't know if he had a knife. I don't know if he had a weapon. I don't know what he had in his hand. But he was 20 feet away from him. At least that's what the police said. And the police said that he walked towards them 20 feet away, and they shot him. And they shot him multiple times. They gunned him down. And my thing is, one, why didn't they have tasers? Because they didn't, according to the Philadelphia police chief. Because you could have easily tasered him. I mean, that would have took him down. You could have got the knife, jumped on top of him, did whatever you had to do, arrest him. But you shoot him multiple times. This man was shot in front of his mother and father. That's crazy. It's ridiculous. There has to be other ways to defuse situations. And apparently he was taking medication for mental illness. So here's another thing where we're asking police to deal with people with mental health issues. And you have to know that somebody has a mental health issue if they're walking towards you with guns drawn. I should tell you something. Now, I didn't see him walk towards him, so that's a lie. We know the rapper Meek Mills, he got locked up before. Police said that he pulled a gun on them. But you know damn well Meek Mills wouldn't be rapping today if he pulled a gun on the police. We know that to be a fact. He would have been shot down. But I'm going to start referring to black men as people, as a human being. Because it seems like when we use the term black men, and by the way, I'm not black, I'm brown in skin tone. But when we say black men, that just triggers, you know, when people come up and they see black men, it triggers fear. It triggers insecurity. So we have a black man, I have sons. And so we have a young black man that's gunned down, not even given the opportunity, not even to find out what's wrong with him. You just give command. He doesn't follow the command. You shoot to kill. Not shooting the leg. And I know police officers aren't trained to shoot in the leg. They're trained to kill. That's what they train to do. That's the training that they get. But why didn't they have tasers? Why didn't they have tasers? That's what I want to know, because that would have helped to defuse the situation. This young man, he had children. And so now, you know, they grew up fatherless. And these are the things that happen. And people are wondering why, you know, we're talking about, it's not necessarily defund the police. And I don't want to defund anybody or take anybody's money. But man, when is it going to come a time when people, I'm talking about black men, when I say people, aren't just gunned down in the streets? That goes for black women as well. So I don't know. I'm just kind of, this is, where is the training, the real training going on? Who is policing African-American communities? Because it should not be a majority of white officers patrolling in black communities. It should not be, especially if they don't know the community. That's not community policing. If you don't know the community, you should not be policing that community. If you don't know the people or have lived or have some type of ethnic sensitivity, then you should not be in those communities because you're not serving and protecting anyone. Might as well take that motto off the cards. You're just policing people. You're just coming in and trying to control them. You're over-policing black communities. And I know that's a revenue stream. That's a revenue stream. I understand that. But damn, I mean, come on. We got people out here. People, if a young man has mental illness, the police, yeah, they could be called on the scene if there's a disturbance. But they need to ask questions of people around to find out what's going on. And if you come with your guns drawn, what do you think's going to happen? What do you believe think's going to happen? He lunged at me. We saw that with Laquan McDonald. That happened here in Chicago. Laquan McDonald's walking down the street. He obviously has some mental illness. He has police follow him up and down the street. You think he just wants to do that? This is something that he wants to do. He's carrying a knife in his hand. You think it's something he wants to do? And you have a police officers pull up who had nothing to do with what was going on as he was walking, and he walked away. He was walking away from the police officer. He got out of the car and they shot him 16 times. 16 times and multiple times on the ground. I'm just saying, this is ridiculous. And I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear any excuses. No excuses for that. It's ridiculous. That's not policing. That's a game. At least that's how I see it. So I hope all the facts come out. There was a video. The video's kind of choppy. But if somebody's 20 feet away from me, I mean, that's kind of far. You know, 20 feet is a little ways. It's not that close. You're not up close and personal. I could see if they were within 10 feet. Then we, you know, 10 feet, we talking a little something different. But 20 feet, you know, there's a lot. You don't necessarily have to shoot a person down with the intent to kill. Shoot him in his leg, arm maybe, hand where he has the knife, if he had a knife. And then it was people. It's in a residential area. There were people around. And they, officers on desk duty. I don't give a damn about no desk duty. It's a shooting. A young man's life is taken because somebody decided, and I often wonder if black men are used as target practice. People, I should say, my bad. People are used as target practice. Because see, that's the narrative we need to shape now. We are people. We should be labeled. Because it seems like that label gets us killed. West Philadelphia born and raised, Will Smith. I don't think that that's the West Philly that they was talking about. In other news, COVID-19 numbers are on the rise. People are continuing to have problems wearing the mask. Let me tell y'all something out here, man. Put your damn mask on. How hard is that? You're not two. You're not a baby that's had to take it off. We can't have any freedoms because people won't wear their mask. If you're going to be in large gatherings, at least put on your mask. Damn. How hard is that, man? The numbers are surging. It's according to the media, they are surging. So put a mask on your face. How hard is that to do? Walk out, go into the store, put a mask on. You're going to have a big party. Hey, everybody, bring masks. Put your mask on. Hey, let's social distance. You stay 6 feet away. It's not that far. It's not that far from each other. Damn, man, this is serious. Let me tell you something. We had 200,000 people die. Over 200,000 people died. I don't care if one person shouldn't have died from it. Two people, three or four, five, 10, 15. Nobody should have died from a virus, especially if we could have prevented it. Mr. President, I'm just saying, common sense. Sometimes it isn't so damn common. Make sense of it. Put a mask on your face. The numbers are surging. They already told you. We know that the summertime don't stop this stuff, okay? You know we had those rumors. Oh, the summer, the heat kills it. That doesn't work. The CDC and all these people say, put your mask on. It helps prevent the spread. So doggone it, yes, let's help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Think about yourself and other people's around you. Nobody wants to take away your civil liberties. Get out of here. I want to wear a mask. I want to just be free. Man, that's stupid. You don't have the right to make other people sick. If they ask you to wear a mask, put the mask on. I know in the state of Illinois, this coming Friday, all the restaurants are shut down now. No more in dining anymore. That's done. It's over. We had the summer and everybody relaxed. That's over with now. No more in restaurant dining. It's done. Because the numbers are surging. I think Illinois had the largest number of cases since March. The hospitals, as we know, cannot. They cannot support the massive number of people that are coming in with the sickness, with the illness. So put your mask on, man. Damn. How hard is that? Got grown people around here acting like babies and pissing a fit because they got to put a mask on their face. So would you rather die from COVID? Would you rather have that? Would you rather be in the hospital sick? I think you would. Nobody would. It's just ridiculous, man. Excuse my language. It's the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm in the news right now, man. I mean, I'm pumped up today. I'm pumped up. The election is in 1 week. 1 week. I'm at this point, I'm just tired of it. I'm seeing, and as far as African Americans are concerned, people have been coming at us for our votes for the longest. Donald Trump has been making all kind of promises. People are going at different African-American celebrities. Donald Trump has been making false promises. Just all kinds of stuff has been mentioned about these votes and about the black vote. Joe Biden is saying all kind of stuff. Kamala Harris, she's there. Let me tell you something. I don't know whoever wins the presidency if there's going to be any changes on any levels. As hell. When you look at the black community, nothing's changed. And nobody can tell me any fundamental changes that have happened within the African American community. Stop it. If you could tell me some fundamental changes, then I'd be like, man, yeah, that president, he was good. Boy, good, but it ain't happened. So, if we vote for Trump or if we vote for Biden, who knows what the hell's going to happen after November 3rd? We don't know what the country's going to look like. We don't know what people are going to do. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying, exercise your right to vote. Go and vote so at least you can talk. You can have a say as to what happens. Because if you don't go vote, you might as well sit down and shut up. I'm not trying to hear you. Black revolutionaries or whoever you are, if you're not voting, I'm not trying to hear nothing from you. Because our ancestors were murdered for your right to vote, and they understood the importance of it. If we need to understand the importance of it, then that means we need to do something about it to make some change in order for our vote to count and really mean something. And stop complaining about it. Because that's all I hear. We shouldn't vote. This not going to change. It ain't going to change nothing if you don't do nothing at all. But I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the talking, man. I'm sick of the talking about it. All this old kind of stuff. Hey, man, please. For real. We need to get out and vote. The Battle of the Bullet. Malcolm X talks about it. Talks about the importance of voting. It talks about the importance. He talked about the importance of the political action. Local politics being very important. And getting the needs and things that we need for our communities. Come on, man. It's time out for the garbage. Either we're going to step it up. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. Or we're going to lay down. And so far, we've just been laying down. And we haven't been holding our politicians accountable. And we got other politicians that have ulterior motives that are in there speaking for the black community. You don't speak for me. You want to speak to the black community? You come talk to the black community. And I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people who are really in the trenches, people who are really suffering. Come talk to the people. You don't care because you look at the neighborhoods and you say, ooh, those are a bunch of savages that are living in the neighborhoods. And that's what you say about them. And they're a mixture of people who live in those communities. That are hardworking black people. I shouldn't say black people. I should say people. But they're hardworking. And they deserve the respect. So if you want the vote, you need to deliver on some serious some serious, losing my train of thought right now. Some serious initiatives to help to improve the black community. If you're really serious, Donald Trump comes out with a platinum plan, which is insulting in itself in the election. You think we're going to vote? You haven't even got your health care bill. You ain't got the health care bill together because you can't get rid of Obamacare. What you think you're going to do with some platinum plan? Who going to vote for that? Get out of here, man. Nobody trying to hear that. And everybody's up in arms about Ice Cube going in. Shit, at least he tried. And I don't care what those politicians talk about. At least Ice Cube tried. Not trying to hear, man. Not trying to go down like that. So make sure you get out and vote. You know, let's make this vote count. Whoever you vote for. I'm not endorsing anybody. Because I ain't crazy about neither one of them. But at least get out and you get your vote on. You got to do that. Amy Barrett is the new Supreme Court Justice. I'm going to tell you something about this, man. Supreme Court Justice thing. My thing is this. How do you have a lifetime job in public service? You should not have a lifetime job in a public service position. A Supreme Court judge should have a term. They should have a term. And I have to go back and look at the politics and see why we do the Supreme Court and why we make it. Because I'm not in my mind. I'm not real versed on it right now. But that shouldn't be something that you do for a lifetime. Like, how do you have a judge for a lifetime? At least through a presidency. We get this lady, Amy Comer Coney. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Barrett. Now, you remember President Obama was leaving office. He had a Supreme Court nominee, and of course the Republicans blocked it. This time, they don't know what's going to happen, but they made sure they rushed it out. And so this is why it's important for people to vote. Because if you get these judges in office, you get these judges sitting in these seats, that can control a lot on how the country, you know, rolls out. So you have to understand it's more than just about the economics of what we could get. It's also about the laws and the politics. But the laws control everything that we do. Everything that we do. And it's not like we live on earth for 200 or 300 years. And so if something happens, you know, we had a Supreme Court justice and they're in there for 30 years and they're making all kind of decisions that affect people in a negative light. We only got so many years on this earth. So you have to think carefully about this. I don't know much about this lady. I don't know much about many of the Supreme Court justices besides Clarence Thomas. But this is something that we have to look at when it comes down to the vote as well. She's in now. She got confirmed. Nothing we could do. Had to get out and vote. If you don't vote, you can't get mad at the laws if you don't vote. Can't get mad at the decisions that the judges make if you don't vote. So even if Trump gets out of office, he still got some accomplished. Now you have a mainly conservative Supreme Court justice. Conservative. So I just want to throw that out there in the news. Man, listen, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. Make sure that you subscribe. Subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or any place where you find your podcast. iHeartRadio. You can download The Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you do that right here on our Blog Talk Radio page. Make sure that you hit the follow button. All right. I want to talk about, let me go back a little bit. Tomorrow's show is the Black Men Talking Wednesdays. So come on in. Black Men Talking Wednesdays tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thursday, Relationship Thursdays. We're going to get it in on Relationship Thursdays. You know how we do it. So we'll have special guests again. Last week we had the author Mario Givens was on the show. And so this Thursday we have another special guest for you. So make sure tomorrow the brothers will be in the building. Black Men Talking Wednesdays. We are getting it in. So make sure you join in. It's all things black men, all topics, anything you want to hear, you want to talk about, know what we talk about. Make sure you get in on Black Men Talking Wednesdays. All right. You know what? I picked this topic today because I want to talk about jealousy and envy. And, you know, in particular, I just don't want to put this in the black community, but I'll speak for us and some of the things that we go through. And jealousy and envy isn't just black people or you know, it encompasses a lot of different groups of people. because you have it. And I remember watching Animal Farm when I was younger by George Orwell, and how that, if you've never seen it before, you should read it, or you see it. I'm sure you can get it on YouTube or something like that, and watch Animal Farm and watch how jealousy and envy takes over in that movie. So I won't give it away if you've never seen it, especially for young people. You should definitely go and watch the Animal Farm. But I want to talk about jealousy and envy because it seems to be things that shakes people, and how people can't move past themselves because they are envious or they are jealous. And so I'm going to give some working definitions of what jealousy and envy are. And then you can kind of, you know, I'll discuss what's those two and what it means to me. I'm going to give you my thoughts. I'm going to label my thoughts. But here it says the root cause of jealousy, insecurity, fear, concern or lack of possession or safety. Jealousy can consist of one or more emotions such as anger, resentment, inadequacies, helplessness, or disgust. Jealousy, here's another definition of jealousy. This is interesting, I thought. Jealousy gives us proof that the world is abundant. When we see others succeeding, we are actually proving that success is possible and great things can happen in this world. That's interesting. That's jealousy right there. All right. Envy occurs between two people. I thought that was very interesting. It is best summed up as I want what you have. It further goes on. I'm just going to give some other little definitions. One lacks another person's superior qualities, achievements, or possessions, and either desires it or wishes that they had the others lacked it. Aristotle, the great philosopher, defines envy as a pain at the sight of another's good fortune. Sound like some hate. So I'm going to stop there. Because we know jealousy and envy are two different things. And sometimes we kind of loop those two together. But they are different things. And I'm going to really kind of touch on the envious part today. Because, you know, if you don't have your stuff together, you need to get it together. If you're envious of another person, that you would try and to destroy their character and to try to take things away from them, then you need to get your life together. How are you as an individual? Just think about this for a moment. You have an individual, because when I look at life, and you know, pretty much it's kind of the survival of the fittest. And so those who make it out, those who succeed, they usually get the prize. Those who are left behind, you know, they got to do their thing in order to make something happen. Or some of them don't. But here's where I'm at with this. If somebody has success, I should be happy for their success. If somebody has something that I want, then guess what? I should be happy for them. If somebody has a wife or a lady that I like, guess what? I should be happy for them. I'm not saying that I like, but that looks attractive or have the qualities that looks good for that person. I should be happy for them. But instead, we have people who are envious of it, and they want to take that person down, and they want to try to discredit them. I mean, we see it all the time. We see it in sports. We see it in the world. I mean, let's just be real. LeBron James is probably one of the most vilified athletes on the planet. A lot of people, I mean, the young man, first of all, he didn't attend college, but he had a talent. He had a talent. He's 6'7", 250 pounds, can jump out of the gym, can shoot the ball, strong physically. That's made him millions of dollars, to the point of close to billions. I'm sure right now LeBron has billions of dollars. But he also has the smarts. Took his friends and educated them. Instead of having them what they call a posse, he educated his friends. So you all go to school and become marketing geniuses. Help me build my business. And so guess what? That's what they did. So LeBron built a team. He built a multi-million dollar corporation. But why would I be mad at him and hate him? Because he has those qualities. If anything, I should celebrate that. Or if I have similar physical makeup, maybe I should try to do what he's doing, and I should try to duplicate what he's doing. Maybe I should go to school and get an education and try to be as smart as LeBron James is, or pick up a book and read. But instead, we tear that person down and we try to discredit that person. That's where the problem lies. Envy is a sick trait to me. Because you feel about yourself that you're not adequate enough to stand up like that person did and take the world by its balls and make something happen. Because guess what? Everybody's not going to be a LeBron James, but you can darn sure be the greatest surgeon on earth. Everybody's not going to be a LeBron James, but you could darn sure be the best attorney on earth. Everybody's not going to be a LeBron James, but you could darn sure be the best real estate investor on earth. There are different things in different lanes for everybody. Different things in different lanes for everybody. And you have to find your lane to make yourself happy. You dream and you want that. But guess what? People want success, but they don't want everything that comes with it. See, because you have a false sense of what success is. You don't know all the hard work that goes into it. You don't know all the time. Your time is taken away from you. I was listening to Kanye West, and he was saying he wanted all the success. And everybody's like, yeah, Kanye, he made it. And that's what I want. Now Kanye done went batshit crazy. He's going around talking about he don't want to talk to people. He don't want to talk to the media. He don't want to do this and he don't want to do that. And all these different things that he doesn't want to do. And he want people just to leave him alone. But wait a minute. You wasn't saying that when you were poor and you didn't have money. You wasn't saying that. You wasn't complaining then, but you're complaining now that you have to live up to that responsibility. So when you want or desire what other people have, you got to understand that they aren't always happy. So leave the envy behind. Yes, you want those things, but what type of person would you be if you had those things? What type of person would you be? I mean, envy can be a very bad thing. Let me read this. This is by Bertrand Russell. Said that envy was one of the most potent causes of unhappiness. Not only is the envious person rendered unhappy by the envy, but the person may try to inflict negative thoughts about a person. Sorry about that. So that means basically just because you not at the status of that person, you try to discredit somebody. You try to talk down about them to other people. I'm talking about interpersonal relationships. Now I'm talking about people that you know. People you know that they hate on you. That's what envy is to me. You're hating on somebody. You don't want them to be successful because of your inadequacies. Because you can't step up to the plate. Because you don't have the courage to do it. Maybe if you just took a leap and decided to do something on your own and live and stand on your own merit, maybe, just maybe, you might be happy. And just maybe, you might be successful. People want to be babyfied. People don't want to put in the work. Or people want to live off of other people's happiness but don't want to give them credit. Step your game up. Stop being envious of other people. Do your own work. Make your own way. Be a man or a woman about what and who you are. Get out of this false sense of reality. Envy is a piss poor ass excuse for not doing what it is you need to do to be successful. And you're mad at somebody else because they have been successful. Do your own thing. Step up your game. It's time out for it. It's the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm your host, Jeff. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Got another part. I got to talk jealousy in a second because I'm definitely going to get that out. But I have to talk about it because we have so much of it around, especially in the African-American community. I speak to our community, but it's not just us. It's other people, too. But I'm going to speak to my experiences, what I've seen. Somebody makes it successful out of a poverty situation. And then next thing you know, they think they all that. They think they better than everybody. They think they got it all together. They wasn't nothing. I remember when they was poor and didn't have nothing. That's envy. That's envy. Has nothing to do. That person getting out of the neighborhood that's impoverished, that's a ghetto, that should be celebrated. Nobody should want to live in poverty. Nobody should want to live in an area where gunshots are happening 24/7. Nobody should want to live in communities that have no supermarkets, no stores, no valuable black businesses. I'm just kicking. This is just my thoughts. Nobody should want to do that. But you shouldn't be mad. You should be happy. And then you should try to, if you desire that, guess what you need to do? Pick up the ball and start dribbling and make it happen. And you dribble night and day and night and day and night and day until you perfect it. And then when you perfect it, you move on and you do your thing. That's my thought on envy. So I had to put that out there. Jealousy? Jealousy has a lot of different aspects to it. You talk about insecurities. You talk about fear of losing something in relationships. You know, some guys don't want other guys looking at their woman because that's insecure, you know, because their woman looks good and other guys might say something or make comments about it. You know, they have their things, their views about that. Okay, whatever. That's insecurity. Fear, concerns. We should never be jealous of somebody, though. Lack of possession. If you don't have what I have, then that means you need to step up and get. Don't look at my life. Be careful what you ask for. And don't judge your life based on what I have. Judge your life based on what you have, and you make what you don't have happen and make something happen. Hope that made sense. All I'm saying is jealousy, these are piss poor character traits that need to be rid of a person. Because guess what? The best success is to make something happen that you want to have happen. You want some things in life? You don't want to feel helpless or inadequate? Then guess what? You get up. The power's in the tongue. What you say you want to do, your mind and body will follow. Once you say it to yourself and constantly say it to yourself, your mind and body will follow. But if you get negative reinforcements, then that spurs negative things in your mind. If you constantly say negative things, guess what? Negative things are going to come into your mind. And that's why we're in situations we are. Because we don't have enough positive reinforcements that starts in our home. We don't have a lot of that. That's where it needs to start. Guess what? Even without that, pick up a book. Go to YouTube. They got plenty of videos on positivity and mindset. If you're jealous of another person, for what? Because you don't have? Can't help you, homie. Because you can't do certain things? Oh, he ain't nothing. I could do that. I wish I could do that. Man, please. You know, come on, man. Get out your feelings. Resentment, helplessness. We should never feel helpless. I'm just saying. Unless you physically got something wrong with you physically, we should never feel helpless. Ever feel helpless. As individuals. That should not happen. And there's no reason to feel helpless. Stand up on your feet. Make something happen. We can't say, "Whoa, it's me." And, "Oh, I just can't do it today. I don't know." Nah. Listen, you ain't physically handicapped. I was told by a great man one time, there are three types of people. There's people who can't do because of physical disability. There's people who can do and they get out there and they make it happen. And there's people that just don't want to do and they ain't gonna never do nothing. So those people who ain't gonna never do nothing, I can't even talk to you if you don't want to do nothing. If you don't want to step up and you don't want to make something happen, I can't even talk to you. Because this world is big. It is huge. It is not this little square, these square miles that we stay in. It's billions of acres of land and places to go. And things to change your life. You can change your life tomorrow. You can make a decision to change your life tomorrow, regardless of what people have said about you in the past. You can change your life tomorrow or the next minute. You can make that determination. But you have to get out of that mindset. resentment, inadequacy. We should never have those kind of things. Then it talked about jealousy. It's proved that, hey, if people are jealous, you know, that the world is abundant. If you mad because somebody else has something, or you upset that, you know, you want to live that kind of lifestyle, but you want to talk about that person, you want to say that person ain't nothing, and you want to backbite, do whatever. No, you can pick up. You can pick it up. And guess what? You can do something. The world is full of stuff. It's open. There are billions of people on this planet. People who listen to this show. And people in Istanbul listening to the podcast. It's wide open. And people in Germany. And people in Alaska. Alaska. I've never been to Alaska before in my life. People on the North Pole. I mean, come on. Russia. Everywhere. Just pick up your stuff, man, and do it. Make it happen. Because, see, if you shoot for the stars, you might land on the clouds. And clouds is pretty high. But you got to make it happen. You can't make no excuses. Excuses are tools of incompetence, which build monumental nothingness. Those who strive upon them usually strive for nothing at all. That's a fact. Get up and do something with yourself. This is Jeff Thomas on the Jeff Thomas Show. I know I kind of went off on a tangent, but I wanted to talk about those two things because I see a lot of that happening. I see a lot of that happening within our community, and I see people that really don't want to talk about it. And we always talk about the crab in the barrel mentality, where one crab is trying to get out, the other ones are pulling them back down because they want to get up, but they can't get up because they just don't have the claws to do it. But it's time. It's time for people, especially black people, step our game up. Let's leave the jealousy and envy behind. Let's let it go. It's time to move forward. Time to do the things necessary. Let go of the petty egos. Let go of the narcissistic attitudes. It's time to move forward as a group of people and work together. Let go of the jealousy and envy, because that's what we have a lot of. Jealousy and envy within our communities. Let's stop the madness, man. And let's make something happen on a positive note. Positivity. Just think, if you focus on the positive, like people focus on the negative, people always, they do negative first. If you focused on the positive, imagine what you could do if you just focused on the positive. Imagine how much better your life could be and the world could be if we focused on the positive. We have a very negative president. He negative as hell. I watched him on 60 Minutes last week. And he was whining. Oh, you being mean to me. You being mean. Dude, you're the president of the United States. You're talking about a lady on 60 Minutes being mean to you? You should be ashamed of yourself, man. Come on. You're being mean. Come on, Donald. Let's be real. How about that? I want to thank everybody for listening today. Really appreciate you. Come back. Listen to the podcast. Follow us right here on our show page. And you can get all the latest updates on the Jeff Thomas Show. I would say, you know, share it with your friends and subscribe to our podcast right here. Share it with your friends and subscribe to our podcast right here on the Jeff Thomas Show. I appreciate you all. Of course, tomorrow, you know, is Black Men Talking Wednesday. So make sure you tune in tomorrow evening. Black Men Talking Wednesdays. We're going to get it in. We're talking all things black men. So make sure you get in. If you want to hear us talk about sports, relationships, the whole nine yards, black men going to be talking tomorrow. So make sure you get it in tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Black men talking all kind of craziness. We should have a lot of fun. We had a good time last week. We had Dr. Paul Phillips from the Better Man Than Me Foundation and Bishop William James. And then we had Kevin Sims, entrepreneur Kevin Sims, talking business, talking everything about young black men. But I appreciate you all. You all have a wonderful day. Again, I'll see you tomorrow night right here on Black Men Talking Wednesdays. You all have a great day. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Peace.